In the studio right now, we have somebody who is very real.
Yeah, absolutely.
No imagining Maria Nicolai, who has just joined us in the studio. And, of course, she's from, I shouldn't say of course, but she is from Hovland. Mm-hmm. She's back from a tour of quite a few different countries, mainly Ireland. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could tell the folks out there a little bit about the trip you were just on.
Yeah, it was part of a program called YWAM, which stands for Youth with a Mission. And there were 3 months of a lecture phase at a discipleship training school. And so I did the 3 months in Ross River, Northern Ireland, which was awesome and beautiful. And then from there, we went on something called an outreach phase to Dublin, Belfast, Israel, and Palestine. And spent some time there as well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quite a contrast between Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, it was really interesting because we were able to stay in Nazareth, and we actually were able to spend some time with friends of ours who are Arabs in Israel. So it's interesting because one of them is a good friend of mine. She was actually my roommate, and she was saying that it's a little bit difficult to talk about her title because she's an Arab citizen of Israel, so she's not Israeli, but she's part of Israel, but she's Arab, so it's like kind of confusing to tell people where she's from, but
it's, it's a little more complicated. How did she say that she fit in Israel then? I mean, did she say much about any internal conflicts there?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting going there because the conflict is pretty ever-present, and it's right in front of your face. And yeah, it is really difficult to, because she has a lot of Jewish friends, but all the Jewish citizens, when they have to grow up, they go into the army and spend some time in the military. And sometimes that can be difficult for friends and pretty straining on relationships. So,
So only the Jewish citizens are conscripted or go into the military. Is she a citizen of, well, she's a Palestinian then?
No, this is where it gets complicated because she's not technically Palestinian, but she is Arab. But she's in Israel, but she doesn't have quite the same rights as a Jewish Israeli would have. Mm-hmm. So
pretty crazy world there.
Yeah.
And you were also in Northern Ireland, which has seen its share of problems.
Yeah, it was very interesting going from Belfast and seeing the walls in Belfast, and then going to Palestine and seeing the walls there too. It's like, wow, it's all over the world.
Yeah. And of course,
mostly religious walls. Religious-related walls.
Yeah, sometimes I think, religion can be a cover-up for other issues, too.
You know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what today is?
Not today.
Totally
not today.
No idea.
This weekend is.
Oh, yes.
Sunday.
Sunday is the big day then.
I think it's St. Patty's Day. Is it Monday?
I think it's Monday.
What is it today?
We better get this day.
Oh, yes, you're right. It's Monday. It's 14th
Monday.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Well, you can tell that I'm Swedish.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue which exact day.
That's pretty much true of Swedes generally.
Well, yeah, thank you, Dick.
Glad you said it, not me.
It had to be a Norwegian saying that, too. You know, oh, what a blow. What a blow.
I have a little Swede blood in me. How do you think I got the name Swanson? That is Svensk, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you came here because you've got a guitar in your hand.
Yes, I do.
Now, you were playing with Jim and Michelle Miller.
They're my parents.
There you are.
Yeah. They taught me most of what I know. And then last year I played gigs around town solo. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to do that this summer as well. So, yeah.
We had them in the studio, over a year ago now, but it was really fun.
Yeah, they're amazing.
To listen to them play.
Their harmonies are just like spot on.
Yeah.
How was music a part of your trip, your last 5 months?
Yeah. I would go down to the pub every Tuesday night and get.
I do too.
Yeah. Well,
Tuesday night. It's more.
Could
than
be
that.
Any night. Yeah.
Could be any night. And get to know people there. And there was a group of musicians who were outrageously gracious and generous in welcoming me into their musician circle. And they taught me a whole bunch of Irish tunes and kind of laughed along as I struggled. But
that's great.
It was a huge blessing. So
yeah.
Was that in Northern Ireland?
Yeah, that was in the town of Ross River, which is actually right on the Mourne Mountains, which the Mourne Mountains are absolutely gorgeous.
Mourne, M-O-R-N?
M-O-U-R-N-E. And yeah, and this, the song I will play in a moment is actually written about those mountains in that place. So, yeah.
I'm ready to hear your voice. Sounded great. You were just singing before we went back on air.
Well, thank you.
Great.
All right. So yeah, this song is called The Mountains of Mourn. This London's a wonderful sight. The people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat. But there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be in the place where the dark mourns sweep down to the sea. Shapes nature never designed, lovely complexions of roses and cream. Let me remark with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me in the place where the dark mourns sweep down to the sea. You remember young Davy McLaren, of course. Well, sure, now he's round here with the rest of the force. I saw him one day as I was crossing the Strand. He stopped the whole street with the wave of his hand. And as we stood talking of days that are gone, the whole town of London stood there to look on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark mourns sweep down to the sea. As for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark mourns sweep down to the sea.
Very nice.
That you have a beautiful sweet voice.
I even got thank a you, lilt. Maria. She has a little mm-hmm. lilt there. I mean, the lyrics kind of contribute to it, but
mm-hmm. a perfect voice for that type of music. Really, yeah, it's really great.
Thank very you
Celtic
very much.
Kind of sound and
yeah. very sentimental Irish Irish thoughts.
Yeah,
that's uh-huh. what I love about yeah. Irish music.
That's a beautiful song. there's a funny verse in it. It's talking about the girls in London and how you'd swear they weren't wearing any tops to their dresses at all. And it's the funniest verse, but it doesn't quite go with that version of the song. So
you mean you left that out?
I just left that out.
Doggone it. I'm glad you added it now.
Yeah, well, next time.
When you record it, you'll have to put that one in there.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said that was one that was taught to you there.
Yes, it everyone kind of played it there when they would come and visit, because it's in the Mountains of Mourn, and I actually didn't play it there when I was there. But one of the gentlemen there, Matthew McGrath, sang it, and he's got a beautiful voice. He's actually got a CD out of some of his originals. He did a wonderful job of it, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah. Do you play other instruments besides the guitar? You play that very well.
Thank you. I dabble. I play piano. I play the boron, which is an Irish drum. It's like a sideways drum. And then I kind of dabble in mandolin and dobro and anything else I can get my hands on.
It sounds like quite a few different things that you get to play. Now, do you get to test the waters when you're out playing with your parents on those instruments?
Sometimes. It all depends, because usually when they're playing, I'm watching the kids and vice versa. Oh, so it's a bummer, because it's rare that we actually get to play together. But I miss playing with them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is Irish music new to you since you've been to Ireland, or have you always had some interest in Irish music?
Yeah, I was pretty much raised on it. And my mom and my grandma, our Irish heritage, we're very, very proud of it. So yeah, we always listened to Irish music. And then actually, when I was maybe 11-ish, my mom and my brother and I started a little Irish band up here called Wild Mountain Time. Nice. And we played at Cascade and a couple different places. So I've been listening and playing it for a while. Yeah.
Well, Cascade is kind of an Irish kind of a place, isn't it, Dick? Yeah. You'll be testing the waters.
Tonight, actually, they've got some Irish music going
down
there.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm going there for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate. Oh, yeah. So,
well, I'm glad you knew which day it was, because obviously I didn't.
Yes, so the only thing on my calendar.
I knew it was the
17th.
So. I just didn't know when the 17th fell.
Okay. Have you another tune that you'd like to play, and maybe you could introduce it in for us?
Yeah, I do. It's interesting, because when you go to another culture, it's important to respect their culture and learn from the culture, but it's also good to sort of introduce your culture, because all the experiences I've had, they really appreciate it. So when I went, I actually kind of busted out the blues. And they, at first they were like, how is that sound coming out of that little person? And then they kind of got used to it, and they would ask me to play it again. So I think they liked it.
Was this in Ireland? In the pub, yes.
Yes, there's also a little open mic night at the base where I live, too. So every once in a while we'd gather and play there as well. So, yeah, but this is Angel from Montgomery.
Lightning was desire, and so the house would have burnt down a long time ago. So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. And just give me the one thing that I could hold on. Even this living's just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, you had me a cowboy. Just flow by like a broken down dam. So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me the one thing that I could hold on to believe in this living's just a hard way to go. Thank you. I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, call home in the evening, and have nothing to say? So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me the one thing that I could hold on to. To believe in this and living's just a hard way to go. So make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Why don't you make me a poster of an old rodeo? Just give me the one thing I can hold on to. To believe in this living's just a way to go. To believe in this living's just a hard way to go.
I can see that being a real hit over there in Ireland.
Maria Nicolai, everybody out there, singing a non-Irish tune.
Yep.
For us.
But it's a story like the Irish must love, you know, sort of a...
It's a story for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just,
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other places you went and the kinds of music that you were dealing with there.
Yes, well, I went to... yeah, Israel and Palestine, as well as all around Ireland and Northern Ireland. Yeah, and the music in Israel, most of it was Arab music that I had the opportunity to listen to, and I didn't understand much of the words, but it's incredible. My friend and I would try to dance to it, and it was pretty ridiculous because the rhythms they have and the words are just really beautiful, but totally different from anything I'd ever heard before. So, yeah.
So the rhythms are different as well, and how's that work in their country, a Muslim country? Can they dance to it? I mean, is this something that's...
Yes, I mean, not everyone in there is Muslim. There's actually a lot of Christians people who don't believe in anything. So it's not all Muslims. But
of course, I didn't mean Israel being Muslim, but...
yes.
The Arab portion.
Yeah. They dance too.
They do dance. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. So did you share some of your music there, too?
I did. Did you get a chance? Do we have time for a couple more?
Cause we've got time.
I've got an original that I want to play at the end, but this one, it's a funny story. I was actually, we were volunteering at a kind of a daycare for these kids, and I was playing all the good Sunday school songs, This Little Light of Mine, and all the good things, and I ran out of those songs, and I knew they wanted to dance. So the only song I could think of was Mumford & Sons song, which I will play for you now.
Oh, cool.
Before yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep a little, lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. It's not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Yeah, tremble, you lying man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or else spend your days biting your own neck. your fault but mine. And you put your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear? And it was not your fault but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really messed it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Maria Nicolai.
Yeah, that had rhythm. That was a lot of rhythm. And I have a hard time imagining that following right behind "This Little Light of Mine."
Well, it made them dance, that's for sure.
That was the point, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah,
that was
yes,
great.
That was
I bet they loved it.
Yeah, they did.
Good for you. Yeah. So you were with a group?
Yeah. The school had a group of 18 of us from all around the world. And then from there, we broke up into three smaller groups. One team went to South Africa, one team went to India, and then our team went to Belfast, Dublin, Israel, and Palestine.
Okay. So. Were there musicians in your group other than yourself?
A couple. One, our leader, both of our leaders played guitar and sang, but we only had one guitar, so.
Oh.
And it was mostly, they would always say, it's your outreach, so you guys have to do the work. So like, okay, all right.
Sure, so you got to play more.
Yes, yes.
That's how that worked, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the outreach part, that's, can you explain just a little bit about what that was about?
Yeah, we went to, I mean, ours was a little strange because most teams go someplace for the whole 2 months, but ours was moving every 2 weeks. So we would usually just hook up with an organization that was already working in the area and then help them in any way we could. So, in Dublin and Belfast, it looked like a couple places. One was a Chinese Welfare Association, and we helped lead a couple evenings on identity and unity, and an art workshop we led. And then in Israel and Palestine, we connected with some churches and helped with some kids programs, which is where that song came in handy.
Mm-hmm.
We helped on a farm in Palestine that was really incredible. It was kind of based on reconciliation. So,
and your college is?
It actually, because it wasn't part of a college. It was part of this program, YWAM.
Okay.
So yeah, it was. I took the year off of college to go and do that. So
yeah, what's the reconciliation? The farm was about reconciliation.
Yeah, it's a farm in Palestine, and what happened was this farm is the only hilltop in that particular area that doesn't have a Jewish settlement on it.
Oh,
so it's and I believe they've tried to acquire this land. Over the course of several years, and it's been really hard for this family who owns the farm, but they keep going and they won't sell the land, they won't give it away. So yeah, our we helped by going there and planting trees. We planted olive trees, which is the Palestinian symbol for hope. But yeah, and just listening to this guy's story of Israeli soldiers walking onto the farm. With weapons and guns and breaking his gate, and he said, he invited them in for tea. And they're like, no, we can't come in for tea. And he's like, you're my guests. You should come in for tea. So this whole crowd of soldiers come in and they have tea in this man's house. And then they go away. And he's like, you know, it's just the idea of them getting this perception of the other out of their head and actually seeing that we're real people.
Yeah, humanizing the whole situation.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
Yeah,
good story.
Yeah.
What was the takeaway for you of this whole experience?
Oh my goodness.
Big question, I suppose.
Yeah, so many different things. I think a lot of what I learned was strengthening in my own faith in God, and yeah, learning that he's in every culture. And I mean, just seeing like the generosity of the people in Ireland and just learning from that, I learned so much from every place I went. And yeah, the farm and the reconciliation, like actually seeing reconciliation and forgiveness and peace on the ground where it's really hard. Like, yeah, it makes picking up the dishes in my house a lot easier, yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You have a tune that you said you created yourself.
Yes, I do. I wrote it for all the people I met and the people I loved in Ireland. And yeah, it's called In This Land. And yeah, it's all from experiences I had and people I met. So hope you enjoy it.
The mist, it tries to shroud the mountains, so the mighty peaks will never see the sun. But the mist, it fades away every morning. In the wild winds I'll sing a sad song. If the birds are listening, they'll sing along. But the mountains heard their fair share of sorrows in this land that I have come to call my home, where the waters rise and fall and the heather, oh, it blooms, and the stories are woven in the trees. But I love this land for more than its grassy shores. For this people, they have become my home. Oh, there's many a foreign traveler finds welcome and warmth on these shores. But if you're caught outside when it's raining, you get to love this land I've come to call my home. Oh, the river runs free through the fairy glen, and the stream, it laughs and dances o'er the stones. The bog will steal your shoes, it knows what's best for you. In this land that I've come to call my home, where the waters rise and fall and the heather, oh, it blooms, and the stories are woven in the trees. But I love this land for more than its grassy shores. For this people, they have become my home. And if your feet, they take you to the corner house, you will find yourself in glad company. For the stories are as rich as the music's free. in this land that I have come to call my home, where the waters rise and fall, and the heather always blooms, and the stories are woven in the trees. But I love this land for more than its grassy shores, for this people, they have become my home. Although time relentlessly demands change, and soon morning will call for me to go, the song of the mountains may bring me back to this land that I have come to call my home, where the waters rise and fall, and the heather always blooms, and the stories are woven in the trees. But I love this land for more than its grassy shores, for this people, they have become my home. Yes, this people, they have become my home.
That was beautiful, Maria.
Beautiful song, yeah.
That's
thank you,
really
Maria.
Great. That's right from the heart.
Thank you very much.
Before we let you go, there's one more question we really need to ask. And after an experience like you've been through, what's next?
Well, I am hanging around here until the end of the summer, and then I believe I'm going to North Central University for a recording arts degree.
Where's that?
North Central's in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
So, yeah, just up the road.
Right.
Down the road, I don't know.
You can pursue your music then again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hoping to, and I'm hoping to really learn how to produce. I was able to do a bit of that with a friend in Ireland, and he taught me a bit about Pro Tools, so I'm excited to do that some more.
Cool. Yeah, well.
Well, you've definitely got a career ahead of you.
Thank you. Yeah, and also I should probably mention that last song and some more of my originals you can find on bandcamp.com with my name, Maria Nicolai. Yeah.
And spell Nicolai for the folks out there.
Okay, Maria, N-I-C-K-O-L-A-Y.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Thank you so much.
And maybe you can come and join us again.
Sounds good.
Yeah, go write some more songs and come back.
All right.
Even if you don't.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks an awful lot.